You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Number three of The Drive underway. Fox Sports Knoxville, quitting time, 5 o'clock on your Friday. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is here, and we are getting our final hour of the show kicked off live today at National RX in Farragut. Come on out and see us. Still got a stack of these free burger, backyard burgers coupons here. These are good through the end of the year, so if you want to go get yourself a free backyard burger, I like the cheddar bacon burger is my favorite. Bear likes the
All-American.
Just the regular. They also got your black and blue, your Hawaiian, a couple of different ways you can take it. Backyard Burgers is fantastic. Come on down here. We'll hook you up.
It's not just burgers, Russ. Just trying to tell them about the shakes.
Well, the shakes are fantastic. I love the seasoned fries are like the second major feature to me. But
second major feature for me milkshake. About BYB is Nah, it's not the milkshakes. It's the cobblers.
Cobblers are fantastic as well. Go on in backyard burgers.
If you just like to eat delicious stuff.
Yeah, if you like good food.
Go to BYB.
They are right next to the Calhouns near Pellissippi at the Big Red Silo. They're right next there.
Roll down your window. You can smell the burgers cooking.
Let them know you heard about it right here on The Drive. All right, huge basketball game. Tomorrow.
I don't want to beat them senseless, Russell.
Huge basketball game tomorrow in Memphis is, that is a series. I hope we keep this going, man. I hope this isn't just a periodic thing. It went away for 5 years. Pastner wouldn't play us, didn't want to play us.
Sissy boy.
And credit Tubby Smith, who never got to play this game, but he's the one who, he and Rick Barnes are the one who came together to make it happen.
That they're not. Hopefully Penny will
keep it going. Yeah,
it's not like we go out there. I mean, the whole recruiting thing is kind of silly to me.
But and it's not like they've had. I think we've had their number since Bruce Pearl got it going. I mean, they put it on us pretty good down there the first year, as I recall. Then we beat them here. Lofton had a huge game, and then the third game was the one versus two. I seem to remember Konzo winning a game or two. I mean, I think they got us a couple of times. I mean, it's not like it's been one-sided. I mean, maybe they are scared, but
they shouldn't be. We're not that bad. Just play us.
Yeah. So
I think it's good for the state, man. Like, you know, I love the in-state rivalry games in basketball, even if the school's smaller.
Yeah, hopefully they keep it going. So we're playing there tomorrow. Memphis comes here next year. And then the third year we play in Nashville, which will be cool.
I feel like we ought to be down there for that one.
Well, 3 years away, Bear. Can we? We can't plan ahead what's going to happen Monday. I'm not going to sit here and plan being anywhere 2 years down the road. Let's just settle in and make this a game that is played every year.
Yeah. I mean, it should be like North Carolina Duke, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Kentucky Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tennessee Memphis.
Yeah,
Memphis.
Great for the entire state.
Well, it's great for both programs because you're going to recruit. I mean, on both sides, you can use it as a recruiting tool. Mm-hmm. Look, come here and play basketball. This is a rivalry.
Rickard Rich Barbecue, smoking hot question of the day. What are your expectations for the Memphis game tomorrow? 52% of the audience says Tennessee wins a close one. 45% say Tennessee wins in a blowout, and only 3% of respondents saying Tennessee loses the game to Memphis.
People have got the fever, Russ. They're feeling it right now with this basketball team.
Podcast will be up later. Is the podcast going okay today, Tanner?
It is going excellent.
Okay, good. Podcast will be up later. We will not speak of yesterday's podcast. We're not talking about it.
It had nothing to do with me.
Tyler says Kentucky's bowl game this year is the biggest game since the last time they played Penn State, which was in the 98 Outback Bowl.
Yeah, but the Outback Bowl is not as big as the Citrus Bowl.
It is not.
Citrus Bowl is biggest game.
This is the biggest game of all time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that...
Well, of the modern era.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Bear Bryant, I think, had some good teams when he was cheating like hell up there.
Yeah. 20 years ago that they played against Penn State. I guess that would have been Mo Williams. Is that Billy Jack Haskins? No, that would have been
Couch.
Yeah, Tim Couch in 98. They had Tim Couch and Craig Yeast. I saw Craig Yeast got a head coaching job at some small school.
Really?
Yeah.
I always hated him.
Boy, you talk about being in the right place at the right time. The year before, you're running the triple option under Bill Curry. Probably got three balls thrown your way the entire season. Billy Jack Haskins is the quarterback. The next year, Tim Couch shows up, and you've got Hal Mumme throwing it 60 times a game.
Your OC is the Pirate?
He was a good wide receiver, but –
Was the Pirate his OC that year?
I believe so. Yeah, I mean, Leach went with
– I'd say if you – you did hit the lottery, Craig East. You show up for summer camp and there's, you know, the Pirate and Hal Mumme. They're going for it on 4th and 15 on their own 10-yard line, throwing it.
No updates on the offensive coordinator thing.
Nobody knows anything.
We get set to move into week 4 of that. Corte Sapp declares for the NFL draft today.
Nobody's sure why. I don't mean to be taking shots at the kid, but damn, somebody's giving him some bad advice. Bad advice.
Let's get Sergio in here. Serge, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. What's up, man?
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. You know, haven't been able to listen to the whole show today, but been going in and out. You know, first of all, we're in the third week of a offensive coordinator vacancy, not a crisis, Russell. Let's dial it back. I'm with Bear. Let's don't be creating forest fires. Let's be smoking the bear. Let's prevent them. All right, can we do that?
Well, I mean, are you accusing me of
No. You not at all. Just
thank you.
It's a word of prevention. It's worth an ounce of cure. Hey, you know tomorrow's game. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, Russell. And you know, when it was originally scheduled, I thought we'd be watching it with one of my best friends and a friend of the show. Frankie Brown in that raggedy blue Memphis Tiger hat that he refused to wash, refused to replace.
Yeah, I thought about Spanky earlier in the week, too, Serge.
You what?
I thought about Spanky the other night, thinking about how much he would love to, how much fun we'd be having. So, he'll be somewhere enjoying this.
He'd always come on the show and talk about, we got to get rid of Tubby. Got to hire Penny. He was like, we got to get rid of Tubby, and then he was, we got to hire Penny. Got to hire Penny, and he was just a year ahead of his. It finally happened. So, a little bit with a heavy heart tomorrow.
Yeah, it's funny. I think of Spanky all the time. I had not thought about him in relation to this game. So, he was a huge, from Memphis, Memphis through and through. He had a soft spot in his heart for Tennessee, but there is no doubt about where his allegiance lied when it was the Tigers and the Vols.
Yeah, Tiger High.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'll leave you guys with that. Thanks for keeping me entertained during this offensive coordinator crisis. vacancy. Peace out, guys.
Vacancy. It's not a crisis. It's a little blip. A little blip on the radar, a little bump in the road. The Tennessee, it's not a crisis, Bear. It's a nuisance. It's the Tennessee football coaching search nuisance. It's just a little nuisance. It'll take care of itself. You don't even have to do anything. It'll go away on its own.
Okay.
Last year was a crisis. Last year was.
Yeah, last year, I mean, we were spending every Sunday at the station. Your poor wife was having to schlep around and bring us something to eat because we couldn't even leave the station long enough to go get lunch.
Yeah, it was nice of her. She brought us Panera.
Yes, she did. Mrs. Dubb, number one in my heart. She's cool. Good people.
Yeah.
She puts up with you. Bless her heart.
Tanner Carson, working the board this afternoon for us. We appreciate him doing the back-to-back gig here on Fox Sports Knoxville. He did the morning show, doing the afternoon show for us as well. So you can give him a call and thank him for his service at 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Your number to get up with us. Now, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, more of your phone calls. Also, Bear, check it or wreck it, we got a bunch of bowl games to pick.
Oh.
Yeah. For instance, are you aware that tomorrow Utah State plays North Texas? Are you aware that Tulane and Louisiana Lafayette play?
Utah State's not playing Texas tomorrow.
North Texas. Did I say Texas?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Tulane and Louisiana Lafayette, or as I like to call them, Ooh La La. Fresno and Arizona State. We got a lot of games coming. Stay with us. Haji, you'll be up next on The Drive. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. We're back with more after this.
The Drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio coming to you live from National RX this afternoon. Elon Musk says there is a Tesla service center slated to come to Knoxville next year.
Yeah, I saw that.
About that. Get your Tesla serviced right here in town, Barry.
Well, if I had gobs of money, I'd go out and buy one.
Oh, I was watching a thing on HBO, some documentary about like robotics in the future.
Right.
They talk about the first guy, the first fatal car crash involving, it was a Tesla where the guy was like in autopilot mode.
Yeah.
The dude sitting there driving like 60 miles an hour down the highway in rural Alabama, I think it was, with his car on autopilot, watching a Harry Potter movie. It failed to detect there was a tractor trailer pulling out in front of him. He went through it. Through the trailer.
I mean, I could see letting the autopilot go, but it'd be more like you're kind of sitting there in the driver's seat, kind of like you're just, you know, you're not on full alert, but you're there and you're still watching.
I mean, 1 minute you're sitting there watching Harry Potter take down Voldemort.
The next minute your head's 60 feet in the air.
1 minute you're cruising along watching a game of Quidditch, and the next thing you know, you're decapitated.
You're done. Dunzo. Remember we saw that Tesla when we did, Toyota. When we did our Toyota Knoxville remote. These things are nice, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a Maserati. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm not a car guy. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. The Teslas are pretty cool. I'm not excited about.
You and your granola-eating family can ride around in your electric Tesla, and I'll pull up next to you to stoplight my Maserati. It gets about 5 miles a gallon. That deep-throated roar that comes out of those exhaust pipes. It's tuned to perfection. You can just be the dork in the electric car.
I was just going to say they're both pretty cool. You know, I'd gladly take either one. Haji is next on The Drive. Good afternoon, Haji.
Individuals.
Yes.
Speaking of, did you see the Virgin Galactic spaceship yesterday?
I saw that. I wondered if I was trying to not say anything to Russ about it. He's going to shoot himself into space on one of these things eventually, Haji.
I'm ready. Let's go. Sign me up.
Well, only $250K right now. You can get booked. I think they've got 700 on, and they're stopping. They're not taking any more names right now. But Hanks and DiCaprio and a couple others, big names, I guess, are going. Pretty cool though. Edge of space. You can see the curvature of the Earth for $250. Pretty good.
Could we Could we start a GoFundMe?
I just want to send T-Carp
into space one way with a video camera.
Well, he'll pick somebody, send on a one-way, Butchie.
Nah, it'd be our caller. You know the caller, T-Carp. He's convinced the Earth is flat.
Yeah. He's what? Flat earther?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Love him, but...
That's good. Well, I guess I'm one of the uncool. By the way, I was a spanking our roommates back in 09 for a little while, and he might have his hands on the Cowboys this year. He's a huge Cowboy fan. He took a lot of grief for that. Hopefully he's watching, enjoying them, getting ready to win that division. But I just haven't lost a bit of sleep over this OC hire because I'm entrenched in basketball, but maybe he's got his guy, but he's agreed to let him help with the class, the early signing day class, wherever he is, and he's not going to announce it till after that for that reason. Just a cool take, maybe.
It's an interesting theory. I don't think anybody knows right now. And,
I can't do anything about it anyway, so there's a lot of other things I got to worry about right now than the OC.
Yeah. Hey, man, I love it. Let's let this thing go on into next year. There's no hurry, Jeremy.
Day
right. I do want somebody he's already signed a quarterback without one, so I guess he doesn't really need one. But I just want an OC that'll throw about 8 slants a game, because I've only seen about 8 slants thrown by our quarterbacks in about 10 years, and it's my favorite play in all of football. It works every single time, and I'd rather try that on first down every time than off tackle on first down every time. What do you think?
You know, it's funny, like the only times I can remember us doing that this year were against Auburn and against South Carolina.
Two very games effectively.
We were moving the ball a lot.
Yeah, works every single time. Until they stop it, I'd do it. I'd do it against Alabama every play until they stop it. Then I'd try something else. But it's just the best play. The best play in football is the kneel down victory formation, but until you get there, how about throwing a few dozen slants for me? Just drives me crazy because I never see them. But let's see here. I think we'll get all we want for a half this tomorrow. I liked it that it's early. We played early last week on their clock, and we won at Rupp last year, so there's no atmosphere that's going to intimidate them. I think they'll feed off of it, you know. They'll want to – it'll spur them to want to shut the crowd up, I believe.
You know, Haji, it's interesting. With our team's so veteran, they're starting 2 true freshmen in the backcourt. You know, it's their home crowd, but, heck, I mean, it's going to be more of a new experience for them than it is for us.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I'm just not worried about it.
They're coming. They're obviously going to come. He's getting the recruits. But that we need that atmosphere. You're right, like that Kentucky-Louisville, that's big. Because it's going to be on national TV every year, and that's just big for the brand all the way around. But we got guys that can pick it up, you know. I mean, the Admiral just went off, and Jordan had maybe his best. Jordan Bowden had maybe his best game, and it seems like Grant wants to foul out in all the big games. He doesn't want to be there at the end. I hope that's not what he's doing. He doesn't want the ball at the end. I don't know what that's about, but that goes back to last year.
Well, he's a physical. He's always been a physical guy, obviously, and I don't want him to change that. But one area for improvement that he needs to work on is when you get that, you know, playing with 3 fouls and then playing with 4 fouls, and you do have to figure out how to walk that fine line between being aggressive, not giving up easy layups, but still being able to contest shots the way you want to without fouling.
He did foul out on that trying to block a shot, which it was a good foul as it turned out, but those, yeah, he doesn't need to get those, try to get those charges when he's got 3 fouls 15 feet away from the basket or whatnot. Pick your spots, but I like him being aggressive and getting fouls, but he gets a lot of cheap ones, and then I don't like the way he talks to the refs a lot. You mentioned that the other day. I don't like the way he does that. I don't think that does him any favors the rest of the game when he does that. But they're fun to watch. They'll be fun to watch tomorrow. They'll be fun to watch the next time they play and the time after that and the next 25 times after that. So I'm looking forward to it.
We got a fun team. We got a great coach and a great program, and I think we're going to enjoy this season and many more to come, hopefully. Hachi, good stuff.
Going to the second week. I guarantee that this time around. Nuns or no nuns, no lucky charms, no matter what. We're going to the second round this time, okay? Have a good weekend, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Hachi. Hopefully Cody Mack can behave himself. Let's get T-Carp in here next. T-Carp, you're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
All I want for Christmas is a new OC. A new OC. A new OC. All I want for Christmas is a new OC. And I hope his name is George Quarles.
Well done, my friend. Well done. George Quarles.
That's what I want, man. That's what I want. And you don't have to pay $250,000 to send me on that fancy space machine. Didn't they go up in that that little Red Bull? I mean, you know, you're a space buff, Bear. Didn't they go up into space with that Red Bull balloon?
Yeah, jumped and you discounted it on Twitter, T-Carp. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that, I didn't discount it. I just, you know, it was taken with a big 360 GoPro lens. And that, that horizon's going, you know, it's got a big curve one way and then a big curve the other way. So, anywho. Guys, I think the Tennessee basketball team should win by like 14, 15 points. My Tennessee glasses on, though, I feel like we'll win by like 7. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I don't want to be sweating the game out. I mean, that I look at it. I don't see how they match up with us, man. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm no coach, but this seems like a mismatch for the ages, and we should be able to just really take these guys apart, hold them to a very low shooting percentage, own the rebounds. You know, maybe if our shots just aren't falling, maybe they keep it close and you know, something like that. Yeah. But
We've got the size. We've got the talent. I think we've obviously got the talent, and we've got the experience on them. So we should. It's just, I don't know. I'm just feeling a little blah. But I hope we do. Like John Tweet says, just absolutely blow them away by 30, 40 points, and you know, bend them over the barrel and show them the 50 states. So I hope that's what happens. Sorry I couldn't make it out to see you guys. Thank you for the invite. You know, As much as we screw around, love y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, T-Carp. Appreciate it, man. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Yeah, I mean, like, we've just got a really, really good team this year basketball-wise. And from here on out, I don't see many teams that are going to be able to match up well with us. I think Kentucky, obviously, Florida, LSU a little bit. Auburn obviously will be able to match up with us, but even in the SEC, man, I mean, we're just going to be a really, really hard out.
The last game of the season is going to be a street fight down there in the
bar. Sure, yeah. I mean, it's going to be, if it isn't for first place, it'll be for second or third, and you know,
it could be for, you know, seeding. Like I'm talking like 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, it'll definitely be for seeding. But it's going to be an intense atmosphere, and Pearl will have his guys ready for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's a good team. That's a team that I think matches up with us.
Let's get Big Josh in here next. Josh, you're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. What's up?
Hey, not a whole lot. Sitting here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, getting a load of Pepsi Cola.
There you go.
Listen to you guys. What's the best record we ever had in basketball, Russ? You know?
It would definitely be that 07-08 team. I think they went 30-6 or something like that.
Golly, we were so good.
I think his team's going to push it. I think it's going to be close to that, man. I disagree with you a little bit on Auburn. I think his team, I think his team's better than Auburn.
Have you watched Auburn this year, man?
I have twice.
They're good.
Right? But the difference, what separates them is the mentality and the defense. And you know, just I don't know, just leadership of Schofield and Williams, man. It's just the best team I ever seen us have. I don't know.
Well, when I look,
even
at,
though I go ahead,
I look at our game with Auburn. You know, I see they've got a bunch of big, strong guys that can, you know, aren't going to be just completely overwhelmed by Grant and Admiral and Kyle. And I think you know, we'll be fine there, but I think that they won't be intimidated by our size. And then they've got maybe the best backcourt in the league in Harper and Bryce Brown. So we're going to have to be on our A game there, obviously, but I don't think that the environment is going to be intimidating. I don't think that their athleticism or the way they play and, you know, the fast-paced style that Pearl likes to employ, I don't think that's going to be anything like that. It's just going to be from here on, and maybe just against anybody, is, you know, if Tennessee shows up to play and nobody's having a terrible off night, we're going to be in every game that we play. We're going to have a lot of blowout wins. And there isn't a team in the country that's going to come outside, it's going to come here and just intimidate us, or, you know, that we just physically cannot match up with and beat.
Well, like tomorrow's game, people, you know, I've heard people talk about Memphis wants to play tempo and, you know,
bring it on.
Pace. But, and like Auburn, too, but. What I don't think people realize is Bone, that's his. That's when Bone plays the best he can play, is when those teams want to push the pace. Because that kid, when he turns it loose and goes, that's when he's the best player he can be. And to me, that's when we're at our best. I wish we would play up-tempo more than we do. Because Bone, man, he is lightning fast. And we got some key Ponds, even Grant, Admiral. I mean, they can run the floor too. And, you know, Auburn don't scare me. I know a lot of people are a little bit intimidated by him, but I think if Pearl wasn't there, I don't think people would be as scared of him as they seem to be. But anyway, hey, I appreciate you guys. I've listened to y'all week, and y'all get me through out here on the road sometimes. Give them at least laugh, and enjoy listening to you fellas. Y'all take care. See you.
Thanks, Josh. Love you, buddy. Keep it between the ditches. That 07-08 team went 31-5, 14-2 in the SEC.
Oof.
31-5.
We lost to Kentucky and
Vanderbilt.
Oof.
Yeah, so we lost to Kentucky and Rupp, Vanderbilt.
And wacky
Memorial.
Gym of theirs.
What were the other three losses? I guess Louisville in the NCAA tournament.
Who beat us in the SEC tournament?
Oh, that was
that was Arkansas. That was Arkansas.
Arkansas, you sure, T?
Yeah, because remember that was that crazy tournament that tornado hit the Georgia Dome and they had to reshuffle everything to Georgia Tech. And
We just don't get this kind of feedback from, like, our other guys that produce for us, do we?
Louisville beat us in the tournament, and you know what the fifth loss was?
Gonzaga?
No.
Memphis.
No?
No,
we beat Memphis.
Yeah, that's right.
Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Barnes' boys got us in the Legends Classic Final. I believe that was up in New York City.
Was that the year after Chris Lofton or the year before Chris Lofton pulled out a knife and just stuck it in Rick Barnes' heart?
Yeah, I guess
like 40 feet out.
I guess that would have been the third year, and after we had beaten them twice, Barnes got a little bit of revenge. All right, stay with us when we continue. We'll pick some games, Check It or Wreck It coming up next on The Drive. We will pick some of the most obscure bowl games you've ever heard of. Coming up next, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us.
The Drop.
Check it or wreck it. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, the official law offices of The Drive.
Are you ready to pick some obscure bowl games?
Yep. Sure, five of them tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Right, hold on. Dude. Let me write them down. Let me head my comp. Bear. Dubsy.
Utah State defeats North Texas in the New Mexico Bowl tomorrow at 2 o'clock on ESPN.
Check it. I'm going with Utah State.
Well, Bear, this pits two of the top five teams from the group of five, but with a caveat. Oh, yes, there is a caveat, my friend. Utah State will be without Matt Wells, who is the new head coach at Texas Tech.
Whoa. You got to tell me all the information.
No, I don't. I mean, listen, I took the time today to do my research. If you didn't.
We do our research.
So you're going with North Texas?
I'm going with North Texas to cover on the 11-point spread.
They're an 11-point favorite?
No.
Utah State's an 11-point favorite.
Yes. Do I have to explain the lines again to you?
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Utah State's got to win by 12 points to win, for me to win.
Yeah.
Okay, go to the next one.
Tulane covers 3.5 points against Louisiana Lafayette at 1:30 on CBS Sports Network in the Auto Nation Cure Bowl.
3.5?
Yes.
I'm going with Tulane. They will cover that. You know why? Because that's where J.J. McCluskey coaches. Chase Kirshen from Catholic High School is a DB. Tulane, the Green Wave rolls.
Is the Kirshen kid playing?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, he may not be playing. Butch probably should offer him for a walk-on or give him that. I mean, give him CK because of scholarship. That's all I'm saying.
It's a pretty intriguing matchup. I mean, you got two in-state schools playing against each other in a bowl game.
Take Louisiana Lafayette.
How often does that happen? You know?
Go on. Take him if you want to. I'll ride with my Knoxville guys, McCluskey and Kirshen.
Okay. Give me the Raging Cajuns.
Raging Cajuns, Russ. Okay.
Fresno State. I say Fresno State, the 21st-ranked Bulldogs, cover 5 points against Herm Edwards. You play to win the game. And Arizona State, 3:30 tomorrow in the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl. And Bear, might I say, before you make your pick, I mean, I love this time of year, the history, the tradition. Why? I remember when I was but a wee lad.
Right.
And I would waddle, as I often did, into the den. And there sat my father in his smoking jacket with his pipe lit.
That's
fire wrestling in the fireplace as it often did. And my dad would look at me and he would say, come here, son. Come here, for tonight we are going to watch the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl. That's what he would say.
Who you got in this one, Russ?
That's what he would say. Well, Fresno State is I think this would be an interesting one. They're a 5-point favorite. You know that Arizona State's going to be all fired up for this one, but I like Fresno to cover in the Mitsubishi Motor Bowl.
Okay, and Fresno is the favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Kiffin's alma mater. I'm going to go with Fresno on that one. I think they're going to do it.
Georgia Southern.
What are we
doing? Is a 3-point favorite against Eastern Michigan in the Raycom Media Bowl. 5:30 tomorrow on ESPN.
Give me Georgia Southern, Russ. Stalwart program down there in South Georgia.
Sure, why not? That sounds good. And finally, Appalachian State, 7-point favorite. It'll be the swan song for Scott Satterfield before he heads off to Louisville to take over the Cardinals. 7-point favorite against MTSU in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. 9 o'clock tomorrow night on ESPN.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That'd be a fun one to watch, actually.
So I've heard the Zach Somebody was telling me about Zach Dobson from Fulton. I was lighting it up for MTSU.
Oh, yeah. He's had a nice season.
Yeah. Kid's fast. I'm going to go with App State, though. Appalachian State. I'm going to go with Dale Jones and Satterfield's last stand. I think they're wanting to send their head guy out a winner on his way to Louisville.
I agree. I will check it and take the Mountaineers. My Titans cover their 1.5-point underdog spread against the Giants in New York.
So the Titans are plus 1.5?
Yes.
I'm going to go with the G-men.
Give me the Titans to win the game outright.
Are you serious, dude?
I'm serious as a heart attack. I would not joke about my Titans bear.
Saquon Barkley is going to run for like 800 yards on the Titans, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
Tennessee beats Memphis by 10 points.
Yes.
Tennessee beats Memphis by 15 points.
Yes.
Tennessee beats Memphis. What? No, but you were saying no to 20?
Yeah. 15 is where I'm comfortable right now.
That's Check and Wreck It, brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, the official law offices of The Drive. You check them out online at wreckintoacheck.com or call 865-546-8200, 546-8200. That is our phone number. 546-111 is their number. I'm fried. It's Friday. I've been doing coaching search stuff for 3 weeks. I can't remember whose phone number is who. What do you want from me? It's Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell, the official law offices of The Drive. When we continue the shocking conclusion, we're going to get Phil and then Jamie. It's the Up With People Super Happy Fun Hour. I call it coming up next. What a way to end the week. Phil and Jamie coming up next.
Breath of sunshine.
The Drive continues right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
The Drive continues, wrapping up here on a Friday afternoon at National RX in Farragut. And got a full bank. Let's burn through some phone calls here. What do you say, Bear? You ready?
Yeah, the Grinch is up first, Phil.
Mayor Sono. Phil, good afternoon, sir. You're on the drive.
Sorry, W.
Hello.
How are you and Barry Brown doing? I won't stay on there too long. Voices, all the new callers calling in the last hour. That's a first, isn't it?
Yeah, we got.
They're lining up for us, man.
Hey, Haji and Josh and Jamie, I mean, that's an all-star lineup right there. But, guys, what's the line on the game tomorrow? You got that?
Tennessee by 9.5.
I'd say it's about what it'll be. I mean, they'll play close, and then Tennessee will extend the lead, and I also care if we're just winning the game. I mean, these in-state games are sometimes are closer than you think, but they're not that good, and they're going to be good next year, though. So I'm glad we got them here next year.
Maybe I'm wrong. I think we pound their eyes shut. I think we bend them over the barrel.
I know one thing you're wrong about. The Oilers will go down in flames in Gotham City.
Okay. Odell Beckham Jr. out for the game. Out for the game. So a bad team doesn't have its best player, but
their best player is Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. Aloya Manning will light up the Titans like a Christmas tree.
Eli Manning.
Elois.
What is he, about 50 years old now?
Elois Manning, who beat Tom Brady twice. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
He's your age. That defense beat Tom Brady
10 years ago.
Isn't he your age?
Well, yeah, what's the Titans ever done? Nothing. 1 yard short. See you. Get Jamie off.
Titans stomped a mud hole in the hapless Jacksonville Jaguars the last time we saw them. Maybe one of the best runs in the history of the National Football League, in the history of the sport. Derrick Henry, who's just hitting his stride. A young coach is just getting his footing.
You can wax poetic about
he brought
the
this
Titans
up.
Later.
You can't just come in here and bash on my team. I'm not going to allow it.
We're running out of time. I want to hear what Jamie's got to say.
You blame Phil.
Golly.
The state team of Tennessee, and you'll show some respect. Thank you very little.
You and Phil need to go to couples therapy. I've got some weird
Jamie, you're on the drive. Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, thanks for sneaking me in. I didn't have a chance to listen a lot this week or today, but what about this Sarkisian talk?
I
like it.
I don't hate it. I mean, it's the only reason people talk about it is he's a known name. He's a known quantity.
Yeah.
You don't want him because he's getting fired. Am I right?
Yeah.
God, could you imagine living in Jamie's world?
Wait a minute. So you all do want a guy who's getting ready to lose his job because he can't do the job that we're going to hire him to do? He's got Matty Ice.
Whoa, Jones. Whoa. We never said that.
Wait, are we an NFL franchise? Did I miss something here?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, it's all relatively speaking. If he's got Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and he's getting ready to get fired, he's not going to come here and have the college football equivalent of one of the best passers and one of the best receivers. I mean,
he did. You have to compare. I can't remember who on Twitter earlier made a really good point. You got to look at what he did in college versus the pros.
Where, Southern Cal?
Yeah. He was the OC.
Well, he had
for
a pretty good talent up there. I like what he did in Washington his first year, but, you know, it's a lot easier to take a no-win team to 5 wins than a 5-win team to 10 wins.
He came down to USC, and unfortunately for him, his demons got the best of him.
I mean, it's not like Atlanta's terrible. I mean, they're the 10th, they're 10th in the league in total offense.
They just unfortunately are in the same division as the New Orleans Saints. But I mean, it looks a lot worse when you're in the same division as the Saints.
Well, I don't follow the Falcons that close. I just heard, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I just heard that he's had some blunders there on the offensive side.
I mean, I love it though. I mean, you're consistent,
well,
man.
Well, no, he probably is on the way out. People talk to Falcons fans; they're not happy with Steve Sarkisian.
Oh, that's fine if we want to hire him.
That's a fact. But we're not. The college football ranks are littered with successful, failed NFL coaches.
Nick Saban.
That's true. So, that's true. Guys, look it out of the way. The other thing about it, I just don't understand why we're going to pass on. You know, if Freeze was getting the Freeze out, and if we weren't going to hire the Browse kid because of his skeletons, why in the world are we going to hit? You know, if we're not all about giving second chances, why are we going to give one to the Stark? Y'all hang in. Have your weekend.
There is a huge difference between being what Sarkisian has admitted publicly a bad out. You know, he was serious alcoholic. And the stuff that Briles and Freeze, the baggage they're carrying.
I mean, they're involved in borderline criminal activity.
Yeah, if not outright criminal activity for, you know. So, I mean, that's what I would say to that. Steve Sarkisian had some personal, you know, failings, but he, you know.
Yeah. Jamie, thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. Roger, I'm sorry, man. We are out of time here this afternoon. I appreciate
you. Call us Monday.
Yeah, we'll move you to the front of the line. Love us some Roger, but we just got pushed up against it here, and the clock ran out on us. So we appreciate everybody for calling and making it possible. Appreciate National RX for having us out here. We've had ourselves time out here. Appreciate Rickard Ridge for the lovely lunch that they provided for us here at National RX, and everybody who came out, all our sponsors and everything, man, it was a great day for Fan Run Radio. I'll be doing a Periscope or something during the game tomorrow, a halftime Periscope for Tennessee and Memphis, so be sure to follow me on Twitter at Russell_Smith, and we'll talk about it. Should be a lot of fun. We'll do something if coaching news breaks over the weekend. Bear, thank you.
No problem, Russ.
Big thanks to Tanner Carson.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tan.
Yeoman's work by him today on Fan Run Radio. Y'all have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6, right here on The Drive.